time, is it?
Okay, so everybody's here with the exception of Pat, and we can call the meeting to order. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt it.
I'll second it.
I'm trying to find it.
Do we have any public comments for non-agenda items?
Are these on the agenda?
No, but you can do those when we do reports of officers. Okay. So that brings us to approved minutes from regular meeting of May 9th, 2020. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes, or does anybody need them read?
I'll approve them. I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second?
Yeah. Yes, second.
Any opposed? Okay, so reports of officers and directors. Do any of our officers or directors have anything they'd like to report on?
I'd like to report on these.
Okay.
We had them counted, and then we changed the count, so. We got quite a few of them back, and most of them want both done. We got some comments, like when they asked about leaving the road to deteriorate, and this person writes back, properly advise and post notice, this should be a proactive effect to get all involved in the repair. That won't happen, but
it'd be nice.
Yeah. But they're all different things. Some of them want the dirt roads, some of them, did you want me to specify them, because they're all mixed?
No, we'll take them and put them all together, and we can, yeah. That way the next newsletter we can put the results out there as to what people
want. Yeah, I separate as far as both and dirt roads and that goes, but everything else is different. So
yeah, we'll tabulate them all, and that way we can report everything.
Most of them suggest hiring somebody, but some of them did say bye. Did you realize you spelled bye wrong?
Yep, I saw that. That spell check did that to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know that.
And you proofread.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nobody's perfect. That's the way I look at it.
A lot of them said hire a contractor, but we don't need to.
What does it say in the bylaws about maintaining Sand Canyon?
What it says in our formation documents, I don't remember where it is, but it's in one of them, is that we are responsible to provide access to the association, which means we have to maintain all the roads coming into it that aren't maintained.
Okay. So we only have to maintain roads to Sunview, because when you hit Sunview, you're in the association. People that live in the association can either drive association roads back there, or they can drive Sand Canyon.
Well, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
We could. Yep. I know.
Kind of cut down what we have to maintain and still have a road to get up and down.
Well, I was trying to get the county to go a little bit further with their shoulder work so that they would take over Sand Canyon, but that didn't happen.
I noticed.
But I did call, I did talk to Scrivener, and I talked to Craig Pope, but didn't get anywhere. Again. But I keep bugging them.
There was another remark on that, and it said they will never help out if you continue to fix it. So, and then somebody.
If we continue to fix it.
They'll never help out as long as we continue to fix it. That was a comment. And the other comment I got in here, not an MVA member, but so I don't understand how they got the flyer.
They are.
I can't tell who it is. Of course, we don't have any names.
Well, I know. Afterwards, I wish we'd put the lot number.
Yeah, but no, because that would have made it harder for getting it out to and mailing it, because we'd have to.
Probably wouldn't have gotten some replies.
Yeah.
Right, because they don't want people to know what their opinion is.
Yeah, most of them don't know their lot numbers anyway.
Okay. Anything else to report? I've got a few things, but I'm going to save mine until we get to equipment purchases.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay.
We're starting to get, people are starting to send their assessment checks in for 2021.
Right, good.
I'm not real sure how to put them in the box.
I'll help you out with that. We need to get together and work on that. Yeah, Bill.
I've been doing a little bit of weed abatement around my area and fellow neighbors and what have you. Everywhere that I have sprayed, I have had the homeowner's permission. If there was any question from any homeowner, we don't do it. That's that simple.
No problem.
We won't come near your neighborhood. We won't touch it. One thing we were trying to do was maintain the area by the bulletin board and from the bulletin board to the sign. It looks like Bob graded the sign for us, so that looks real good. And when we start doing road maintenance, I understand that you're going to give us a wood chipper tomorrow.
Yep.
And I'm going to see if we can take some of the wood chips, put them down all around the
That's a good idea.
Bulletin board, and then put them all around the signboard and try and cut down some of that weed abatement.
Should help.
I always look on that piece of property there as one tender fire hazard. If anybody throws a cigarette in that, that's going to explode. And I would rather have the sides of the roads protected so we don't get cigarette butts lighting everything up. So,
yeah, anyway, don't want it to look like our field next to us.
As far as the maintenance,
it's not a good way to clear your weeds.
But it actually is a great way, man. They were gone in no time. We still don't know how it caught.
As far as getting a work crew together, we were probably going to look to begin maybe this Thursday or the following Thursday. We're going to do it on a once a week basis for a few hours and do what we can. The priority will be to remove the wood brush and everything that we have up. Second priority will be to dig the holes for the stop signs. And then the third priority is trying to work in any road repairs if we can. I'm not sure what we're going to do on road repairs, but at least we can begin with the maintenance of the stop signs.
Sounds good.
When you do your road crew, I want to add Bob Phillips to our list. He said he would help us.
Okay, so we're adding Bob Phillips to our list of volunteers?
Yes.
Okay. But so noted in the minutes.
The current crew that we're looking at right now is Bob Marion, Don Roney, Marcus Smith, Rita, myself, Liam, and that is the extent of the people we have right now.
Oh, now you got Bob too, and he has a lot of equipment.
Okay, anything else any of our directors would like to report on? Okay, that gets us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. And we had a few things going on the last couple of weeks, so I did not get with Rita and help her get all this stuff together, but I think she's got a bank balance for us, which is going to be incorrect, which we'll get to a little bit later.
It's correct up until yesterday.
Right, a couple of days ago, yeah.
Okay. It was $12,943.20.
In the checking.
In the checking.
And then it was $44 something in savings.
Well, I probably have, I don't, I've got the saving thing here, but I did check the savings, and we had the same balance we had last time, so I didn't bring all the new balance for that.
And so we don't have a report for payments, but I don't think there was much in the way of payments anyway, so we'll put it on the next one.
It's in here, too.
Yeah, we don't have a written report.
Have a written report.
We'll put that on the next one.
Okay.
It's minimal.
Has anybody requested to pay my credit card yet?
Some people. Well, they haven't requested it, no. Every once in a while, we get one. And then I got to figure, but I get it.
Yeah, we've had a couple of them come in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these two just came in yesterday, and they're for next.
I should have mentioned too, if you guys have any questions or comments, just speak up. We're listening to everybody.
Thank you. Well, this is our first meeting, so we just wanted to come and introduce ourselves and just go from there.
No problem.
We're just surprised to have young people here.
We don't have any. I don't know their happening to you.
We're actually surprised to have anybody here because nobody ever comes.
Well, we support our community, so.
That's good. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Dusty. This is my wife, Kathy. And we actually bought the property up on 25401 and 25405 Sunview.
Okay.
So we haul all that shit off the side of the road or off the side of the mountain and put it in a pile, so we got to get that out of there. And we're actually looking to figure out what steps we need to do to start building up there.
Huh?
So.
You're on Sunview. I got to think of where that house is.
All the way up on top of the hill. We're neighbors with the guy that has a couple trailers in that little building.
Okay.
Okay.
I know where you are.
Rock wall is?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay. Great.
Well, the crew will be going up there to pick up a lot of that stuff.
Part of your biggest issue up there is going to be water.
Yeah, we don't have any problem trucking water in.
Well, Kern County does. They won't give you a building permit for truck water.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
That's where your problem's going to come in.
Okay.
Typically, they make you drill a couple of wells first and get dry wells before they'll give you a permit to build with hauled water.
Okay.
That's the problem.
What if it's a building smaller than we need for it? Because if we do a 10 by 12, we don't need a permit for it.
You don't need a building permit, but you can't live in it either.
Right.
Yeah. And in fact, you need to check with code compliance or with the building department, but typically you can't have an auxiliary use of a property until you have a primary use. And since it's residential, that means you have to have a house before you can have anything else.
Well, is that
typically? These are some of the headaches. Now, it's not heavily enforced, so you can do pretty much whatever you want until they tell you different. But these are the things that I've learned over the years out here, what they're going to do eventually. Yeah. What you're going to run into.
I know.
The other thing in California now is your septic all has to be engineered, which that makes it a major headache. Engineered septics are expensive.
Sure.
But and then of course you got building all your fees you have to pay, school fees, road fees.
Oh, that career.
So whenever you plan to build, there is one trick that I can pass on to you. Build the smallest house they'll allow, which is like 600 square feet, because your fees are based on the square footage of the house. And then you can add on to it later and you don't have to pay the fees again. Unless they change that. But originally I put a small mobile home out here and I replaced it and found out I didn't have to pay fees on the new one.
Okay.
So it saves you fees if you start small and then add on.
So what's the deal with people just slapping camper trailers up all over in the properties?
It's illegal. It's just not heavily enforced unless somebody complains.
Okay.
That's when they come out here for enforcement because they don't have the time or resources to run around looking.
Sure.
So if somebody complains, then they come out and they find it, and that's when you have problems. The other one is the tax assessor reviews the aerial photos every few years to try and catch buildings that aren't permitted because they aren't getting tax revenue for them.
Sure.
And that's the other way that you get caught.
Yeah, one thing, there's a lot of people up here that will complain. You think you live out in the sand canyon and there's no one around you, there's someone that will complain.
Seems like there always is, but
yeah.
Again, some people have gotten away with it for quite a while, so. That's a heads up on some of the things that I've run into out here.
Yeah.
Are you planning on moving up here or just?
Eventually, yeah. We have a house in Rosemond. So okay. We've been there for 11 years now. So it's time for a change.
And now if you're coming up like weekends and stuff, they aren't going to bother you for a travel trailer. That's fine. That's actually allowed as long as it's not for more than a couple of days at a time. I forget what the actual wording is, but that's actually allowed.
Okay.
So there are some allowed uses. You can look at the Kern County zoning ordinances online. They're kind of fun to read because they're convoluted and bounce all over the place, but it's a good education.
Mm.
And then you know what you can actually do.
Right.
Yeah. That might be the question I have. What about a guest in a trailer for a while?
It's technically illegal. You cannot live in a travel trailer in residential zoned area. You can on ag if you're an ag worker and there's an ag use on the property. But there's not that much ag properties out here. So it gets kind of funky. Morning.
Morning, sir.
Do you have a mask?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Daniel Hoff. I'm my neighbor.
Oh, okay.
And I know Kathy, but I just bought a place on Stable and on Sunview.
Oh. I'll tell you, there's a lot of property changing hands right now.
Yes, there is.
Well, welcome. Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action on collection of delinquent assessments, liens, post-tax sale, and foreclosure. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to work on this to try and find out what all we're going to have to do on these delinquent properties. I did do a quick search for attorneys that may be somebody that would work on these for us, since nobody wants to do liens anymore. what's the name of the firm? I can't remember the name of the firm now. I should know it off the top of my head, but there is a law firm in Bakersfield that does a lot of property work that may do liens, I don't know. And the other ones is our neighbors up here, Desi and Desi. That's their specialty.
Well, they're not there anymore, are they?
They're there.
Yep. How many lots are in arrears at this time?
Too many.
Yeah, probably close to 20, if not a little more.
40?
Probably 20.
20
some odd is my guess.
Okay.
Most of them have been in arrears forever. They're people that just don't pay.
Just never have paid.
They've never paid.
Okay.
And the problem is the properties probably aren't worth what we're going to have to pay in taxes. Yeah. So, and that's the thing we'll have to do. We have to look at each one and decide whether it's worth doing all this process for. But first, we have to find out what it's going to cost. So.
Well, yeah, but since Newsom changed those rules, it's hardly worthwhile getting them.
Well, no, we can still foreclose on vacant land. I don't see any reason why we can't do that.
But then we'll end up paying the...
Oh, yeah, we still have to pay the property taxes.
Property taxes.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure it's sellable land. That's
right. So we're going to have to look at that. I'll try and work on that this month, since we got some of the other things off of our to-do list. Do you have any questions on that? Yeah, Bill?
It's... Over the many years that I've seen collections, you know, trying to be done, we've never made one penny on all the money that we spent trying to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we try to collect, it's like just throw the money away.
That's why we have to look at them individually and see. But we also have a duty to try and collect them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do some.
Yeah, and we've gotten some paid because the property eventually changes hands.
We did get some.
And back in the early days, of course, when they were selling land out here, they took them back all the time because then they just resold them.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, that brings us to 8, update on road repairs, equipment purchases. I got the stop signs in, so we've got 10 stop signs that we can put up. I have not had time to make a trip to LA yet to get the signposts, but hopefully I'll get one scheduled here in the near future. Rather than paying the shipping, I figured I could
pick it up for you if you want it.
Okay.
I've been going back and forth.
We might work that out. I'll probably get them from over in Santa Fe Springs. They've got McMaster Car has a will call there, but I figured I'd work it out on a trip down there so that we didn't have to make a special trip and
pay the shipping.
Because they have to come truck freight, it gets expensive for freight.
Well, they're heavy, too.
Plus, it's hard to... Truck freight, you know, you have to be here when they show up, so... And they don't tell you when. But we'll work that out.
Are we buying the pre-drilled poles?
What I was looking at is they're a U-shaped stamped steel post that we can drive in the ground. And you start out, you have a 3-footer that you drive in, and then you bolt the rest of the post to it. So if it gets broke off or bent, you just unbolt it and bolt another one on. Plus, it makes it short enough you can drive it into the ground instead of standing up on a ladder trying to beat it in.
Yeah.
So we don't have to auger the holes?
Nope.
Good.
Nope.
I don't know, Bill. That ground is really hard to pound.
So we just need strong, young
people. Everybody,
I'm looking for a skid steer, so I should have some equipment to help out pretty soon.
Oh, that'd be great.
Everybody's looking for a skid steer. Yeah. Man, they go for a fortune.
I can fix them, though, so it's okay. I'll buy a broken one. So.
Well, that gets us to the next thing on equipment purchases. We have a grader coming.
Oh.
I bought a grader for us. So it's on, and it hasn't gotten loaded on the truck yet. It's coming from Wichita, Kansas. But with any luck, it should be here by the end of next week.
Oh, good.
So we paid $44,000 and some change for it, which was less than our $50,000 budget. And it's a 2008 model Ford New Holland grader, which are fairly rare. They didn't build a lot of graders, but It looks like it's in good shape. It's an ex-City of Wichita grader, so they normally maintain equipment, and most cities over-maintain their equipment. So it should be in pretty good condition, I'm hoping, and we should get quite a few years' service out of it. We actually paid $37,900 for the grader, plus $4,000 to get it here, plus tax. So altogether it was $44,000 and some change.
How hard is it going to be to get parts?
Birch Told Equipment in Bakersfield is our Ford New Holland dealer, so it shouldn't be any problem at all.
Okay, that's good.
So, with any luck, that'll be here soon, and we can start maintaining our roads at our discretion instead of having to get a contractor out here when they're available and
all we need is a water truck now. All we need is a water truck now.
Yeah.
To put everything into perspective, we spent $20,000 on our last road grading that we did.
Right.
I didn't think very much of the job that was done by the gentleman, especially up in our area. One pass and that was it. No water, no nothing.
No, but they did bring in some base with that price.
Yeah, but we paid $20,000. We got a job done that was decent.
He didn't have water. He loaded his water truck in.
And that would.
Oh yeah, he did too. He hauled water. Yeah.
He did.
And that would last just two gradings. If we did a grading each year.
Yeah.
We've already spent $40,000.
We'll probably do at least two a year.
So buying a grader is nothing but, you know, a good profit for us.
We hope. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But we hope so. We hope it's going to save us money on maintaining or. I don't think it's going to save us a lot of money on maintaining the roads. I think it's going to allow us to much better maintain the roads.
Well, what you do is you take the grader out right after it rains and you got everything wet.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly the hope. We'll be able, because again, we can do it on our schedule, which will be after rains, so that we can grade the roads while they still have moisture in the ground. But we'll see. It, like I said, it's supposed to be on its way here next week, and I got to dig a hole out back here so they can back the trailer up to unload it, and we'll see what we get.
Are we actually going to leave it out on the road?
I would. Where are you going to put it? It's not going to fit in the garage.
No, I know that, but...
What about vandals? That's
what I was thinking. Maybe we could rent.
I don't think we'll have a problem with it.
Well, it's storage.
A lot of these people that left their campers didn't
do
it either.
Yeah.
Nothing you could store it in your cul-de-sac.
I don't mind having, they can store it in my cul-de-sac. It's pretty, nobody goes up there, so very few people go up there. But
We'll probably eventually put it out of the way somewhere.
We need to put
start
it,
with, I would.
Well, there'll probably be a certain neighbor that complains about it sitting there.
Probably.
Well, that's okay. That's not a problem.
I think we can work with that, though.
But yeah, I think we should put it out for a while, but I do worry about vandals.
Well, eventually I'm sure we'll find a place to park it that's kind of out of the way.
Out of the way.
But yeah, we want to make sure everybody is aware that we've got it, you know, where their money went. Because that was a big chunk of money.
Yes, it was. That's worth it.
We've been pinching pennies for a while.
Yeah.
But that was the...
Couldn't we grade out a parking spot on one of our parks?
Possibly.
Our parks? Way up on top of the hill?
Possibly.
It's got to go up there anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
It'll be off the main road. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a possibility.
Well, we need to leave
that's
it down
a
for
idea.
A while to show it. But
did anybody ever find out where we got the gravel? When we did the last grading job that we put on Appaloosa, that was the gravel that we've never used before, and it seemed like a good alternative to D&G. I mean, it was really little rocks.
It was pea gravel, but I don't know where you get that anymore.
Well, you can get just about any aggregate. It's just a matter of picking what you want.
Because each dump truck, you only get about 20 yards of road.
Doesn't go very far. Takes a lot of trucks.
But if we put rocks down in the watery areas that always wash out, hopefully they'll have better drainage and we can keep the road.
Well, what we need to do in the washout area is to start putting down 3-inch rock, which is more expensive because they use it for construction a lot for dust control. But 3-inch rock doesn't wash away. So, but we'll look into that. I mean, it's going to be a couple of years before we're going to be able to bring material in because we got to get money back in the bank account first. the grader took away most of that. So.
But luckily, we're getting it right at the right time because the assessments are due.
So once the grader gets here, we'll make some plans on starting on road repairs.
Anyway, congratulations. Would it take you about a year?
It took a while, but that's the one thing I've learned with buying equipment. It's patience. You have to wait for the right deal to fall in your lap. You just have to be ready to grab it when it does. Okay. We've got no action on that. That's all just report. So that'll get us to discussion, possible action to fill vacant positions. And I don't think we've had any more interest in those. So I'm sure that's just going to carry over and we'll deal with that down the road too. What we have is we've created a couple of job positions that we've never filled. One is for a secretary to do the paperwork to relieve some of the pressure off the board. And the other is for a maintenance person to do road maintenance and all the little odds and ends, and more than anything to be the person, the one person responsible for everything to make sure that they get the road crew together and get out there.
We put that in the newsletter. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, we'll put it in the next one again. Yep.
Are you aware that we have job openings in the association? Okay. Hoping somebody young applies.
I might be able to help out with that.
Yeah, we need somebody that, you know, it's going to be very part-time positions, but we need somebody mainly to run the road crew and make sure everything gets done and to, you know, be the one that, that everybody can call to report something.
And you're very welcome to help.
Yeah,
and we've always had a volunteer road crew, and we still do. And if you want to volunteer, all we have to do is, during a open board meeting like this one, is add your name to the list so that you fall under our volunteer workers' comp insurance.
Right.
And that way we can use you on projects.
Yeah, I have no problem.
If you're willing to do that, anybody else wants to as well, we can add you to the list.
Okay. I'm going to be up here, so yeah.
Okay, what was your name again?
Daniel Hoff.
Daniel?
H-O-F like Frank, F like Frank.
Okay, we will.
Two of them, yeah. I got one on Stable 25400, it appeared, and then Sunview 2 next to them. So, I bought it about a month and a half ago, though, before all of this stuff happened in L.A., so I'm very
happy. Yeah, I know where he is, too.
Okay. Well, we're glad to add you to the list, and we'll...
I've been out.
Glad to have you here.
I've been grading dirt roads my whole life in Wisconsin, so I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Oh, great. Well, that's great, because I've got about 2 hours stick time on a grader, and that's it.
All right.
So I'm more than happy to turn that over to somebody else, because I've got more than enough to do as it is.
Yeah.
We need a couple of graders, rider drivers.
Do you have a phone number we could have, and that way?
Of course.
Sure.
424-777-5981.
Okay. We will make sure that we let you know about the road committee and when they're going to get together and start getting some of this done.
Sounds good.
All right, great. Glad to have you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Yes, welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on board.
Yeah.
That gets us to request for future agenda items. Okay.
I want to make a remark. I don't know if Joan noticed or not, but I did get that sign down that was on Sunview and Morgan.
And I noticed the little sign, they put it back up. So I'll stop and take it down on my way home.
They put another one up?
Yeah.
Well, I took the other one down.
I know.
It was a doozy, but I had help, so.
No, not the real estate company, that little individual sign.
Yeah, I didn't take, I just took that big one.
Well, somebody else took it.
I took the big one.
I know, the little, I'm talking about the little
one. Oh, the little one.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I saw it was gone too, so I assumed you took that one.
No.
Well, somebody did because they replaced it. Oh, we do have a problem with the guy letting his gate open into the roadway on.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
It's on Sunday.
We tried to pass a little pickup the other day, and we had to literally pull off the road.
Yeah, that's right.
So he needs to be asked to tether his gate off.
We have no parking signs. We don't have no gates in the road.
No, we're going to have to just send. We'll have to send a notice that his his gate is blocking access, and he needs to keep it closed.
Yeah, either all the way open or all the way closed.
Or cut it back somewhere.
And if he has any problem with that, then we can mention to him that the road is actually wider than it is, and his gate's probably in the road, and we can probably have him remove it.
Just hang on. It's swung back.
Will we be able to do snow removal with the grader? That'll make a lot of people.
That'll make it really much easier than last year, boy. That was a doozy.
Yep. Yeah, we can move snow. Okay, well, that gets us to a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
That was quick.
Any opposed?
Quick and painless.
Yeah.
Okay, we are officially adjourned. So now everybody can socialize if they'd like. That's the end of our business for today. This was a short, simple meeting.